بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, over the next few verses here at the beginning of Surah Yunus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of His qudra, His power, His greatness, His majesty. And Mufassirin have mentioned what is the reason for this. It is so to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to convince His creation that I am your creator, I am the being who is in charge, I am the one with authority, and therefore it is necessary for you to obey me, to worship me, to fulfill my commands. So over these few verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remind us not just of His power, but also of His favors, His bounties upon us. One is creating the skies, the earth, then creating insan, and then the different elements that Allah has created for us to enjoy our life in this world, the sun, the moon, the stars. And likewise, Allah has made the earth a place that is habitable for us. So these favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while it's also showing His power and His greatness, these are great favors upon us. And the intention or the wisdom behind it is that insan will now begin to appreciate these favors and will now turn to the obedience and the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this verse Allah says, إِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ. That your Rabb, your Lord is Allah, the one who created the skies and the earth in 6 days. What is meant by 6 days? Here Mufassirin have difference of opinion. As we know, that to calculate a day and a night, then a person is in need of the sun. And the sun was not in existence at this point in time. This was when Allah was still creating the skies and the earth. So what is meant by 6 days? Some of us are of the opinion that the duration of time was equivalent to 6 days. Although there was no sun to measure this exactly, but the duration of time was equivalent to 6 days. And others have mentioned that ayyam, the word ayyam, days, does not necessarily refer to the days of this world, which consist of 24 hours or 12 hours, but rather ayyam refers to a period of time. What is the exact period of time? Allah knows best. But Allah created the skies and the earth over 6 periods of time. So whether that be days or any other means of calculating time, it was done over 6 periods of time. And the wisdom behind this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to highlight to us that the skies and earth did not just come about haphazardly. Rather, it was done with deliberation, with planning, with design, with intelligence. And Mufassirin say, Allah also wants to teach us that any important matter that a person has in his life, then he should do this with deliberation. He should do it with composure. He should not hasten or rush to complete his task, because this could cause some mistake. This could cause him to perhaps forget to do something correctly. Of course, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, time is subservient to Him. Allah could have created it in a split second if he wanted to. But this is to teach insan that you should do things with deliberation. And this same discussion appears elsewhere in the Quran approximately 6 or 7 times, where Allah says that He created the skies and the earth over these 6 days or 6 periods of time. ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made istiwa. This word istawa عَلَى الْعَرْشِ loosely translates as He took up position upon His throne. And here, we'll just quickly go into the discussion regarding verses of this nature. Mufassirin and the ulama of Aqidah have mentioned that in the Quran and likewise in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we find that at times there are verses or ahadith that outwardly indicate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may have body parts, or that He has some attribute or some sifat, some quality within Him that is like His creation. And this is the literal or the apparent meaning of these verses. When we say He took up position on the throne, then it would outwardly imply that He has a physical body, and He then sat down on the throne as a human being would sit down. Mufassirin and the ulama of Aqidah have mentioned that when it comes to verses like this, then of course we do not take the literal meaning, the apparent meaning, as this is not befitting of Allah's majesty. Elsewhere in the Quran, Allah tells us, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. That there is nothing like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is not like any of His creation. So he is free from, he is far above being described with the qualities of his creation. So we of course do not take the literal meaning or the apparent meaning. Rather, the ulama of the past, the mufassirin of the past would prefer not to even delve into the meaning of these verses. Rather, they would say that we accept it as Allah has mentioned it to us, and we do not delve into the deeper meaning regarding it. And other mufassirin were of the opinion that we will search for a figurative meaning, a possible figurative meaning. When a person says, the king sat on the throne, then generally what does he refer to? He refers to the king now assuming authority, and now taking charge, taking the reins in his hand, and taking charge of his kingdom. So when Allah says he created the skies and the earth in 6 days, and then he took up position on the throne, then a possible figurative meaning is, he now assumed control and authority over his creation, over his kingdom. But we will avoid taking the verse in its literal sense, so that we do not attribute to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala any quality of his creation. يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرِ He then began to manage the affairs of his creation. مَا مِن شَفِيعٍ إِلَّا مِن بَعْدِ إِذْنِ After showing that Allah created everything, now Allah mentions, there is no being, no human being, or no other creation that can intercede for anyone except after he gives them permission. Whether it be in this world, whether it be in the Akhirah, on the day of Qiyamah, there will be no intercessor that will be allowed to intercede without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ That is Allah, your Rabb. After describing what he has done, now Allah says, that is your Rabb. فَعْبُدُوهُ Therefore, you should worship him. You should devote yourself to him. أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ And then Allah ends the verse by posing the question, that will you not take heed? Will you not understand that this is the greatness, this is the power, the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this should now spur you on to worship him. إِلَيْهِ مَرْجِعُكُمْ جَمِيعًا Then Allah says, your return altogether will be to him. وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقَّ This is a true promise of Allah. This will never fail to come to pass, but you will have to return to him. إِنَّهُ يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ لِيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ بِالْقِسْطِ He is the one who originated the creation, and then of course he will repeat it once again. Once you have gone into your grave, the body has disintegrated, then it is very easy for Allah to repeat the creation. He had created you from nothing, so he will do it once again. Why? This is the end goal, or this is the objective. So that he may recompense, reward those who believed and did righteous deeds and treat them with justice, with fairness. In other words, he will give them due recompense for their good actions. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا And the disbelievers on the other hand, لَهُمْ شَرَابٌ مِّنْ حَمِيمٌ وَعَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ They will have to drink boiling water. In other words, when they are thirsty in Jahannam because of the heat and because of the intense pain and punishment, they will ask for something to drink and they will be given boiling water to drink. This will intensify the pain and the suffering. وَعَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ They will have a painful punishment on account of their disbelief and the rejection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah protect and grant us tawfiq. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ